The average farmer in the U.S. is nearly 60 years old. Three young and idealistic Alaskans are defying that trend with a new farm near Talkeetna. Bear Hands Organic Farm is only 1 acre, but its owners have big plans. KTNA's Philip Manning has the story.
Bear Hands Farm, like much of the Upper Valley's farmland, is a little out of the way. After leaving the Talkeetna Spur Road and driving a few miles over gravel, then through a series of private driveways, I made it there after only getting lost once. I was met by two of the three people who operate the farm.
Well, I'm Graham Knapp.
And I'm Mindy Sykes.
The third partner in Bear Hands Farm is John Sargent, who works in Bethel but is planning on spending more time on the farm in future seasons. In a time when the federal government says the average age of a farmer is 57, the trio represent an infusion of youth into the agriculture industry. Graham Knapp says he sees what Bear Hands Farm is doing as part of a larger trend within his generation.
I think there is a movement out there with young people that want to diversify a little bit and create farms that are more community-oriented and where typically, you know, you wouldn't find other small farms, so They just want to kind of infuse the community with fresh local food.
Mindy Sykes's reasons for getting involved in small-scale farming are rather similar to what Graham describes.
For me, it's probably just my love for food and good food and becoming more aware of how my food was grown and not wanting to partake of that and choosing to be a part of, you know, how food, in my opinion, can be and should be grown.
While Bear Hands Farm does produce a variety of vegetables, including zucchini, turnips, and leafy greens, one of the ways that the owners have found to break into the market is by thinking small, as I discover when we walk into the greenhouse.
Primarily, we've been using this for our microgreens operation.
Microgreens are basically exactly what they sound like, as Graham Knapp explains.
When a plant first comes up, it's got its first two leaves called the cotyledons, and then the first true leaves when those come in. You can harvest then, and those are considered microgreens.
The microgreens are grown from a number of edible plants, and it's possible to substitute them as ingredients in a salad, but that takes a lot of them. So Graham says that restaurants like to use them as a garnish or to add an edible visual element to a meal.
We like to add color and find the ones that have some color to it, and we find that the restaurants like that as a aesthetic quality to their plates.
Bear Hands Farm currently sells to two local restaurants, Twister Creek and the Talkeetna Alaskan Lodge. Mindy Sykes says that there has been interest from other businesses, but the growing capacity will have to expand in order to take on additional customers.
Other restaurants were interested in buying our microgreens and using them as well, but really just the brewery and the lodge with our little greenhouse was enough for us. But in the future, with our larger greenhouse and kind of dialing it in a little bit more, we'd love to be able to provide that to more people.
After looking at the greenhouse, Graham and Mindy took me to the vegetable rows where they have a mix of leafy greens, root vegetables, and even one pumpkin that produced fruit. Graham Knapp says that selling the vegetables to restaurants is something that might happen in the future, but it's not the primary goal right now.
Our main goal is to feed the residents of Talkeetna, and anything on top of that is good too.
For now, feeding Talkeetnans largely means selling at a local farmer's market during the summer. While expansion is definitely being considered, Graham Knapp says that it doesn't necessarily take a lot of land to get a larger yield.
It's amazing how much food you can grow in a small area.
Right.
Like we're putting out a lot of food on under an acre. And, you know, we had tossed around some numbers, you know, how big do we want to get, 2 or 3 or 5 acres, but That is so much food when you're growing right.
One of the biggest challenges that faces Alaskan farmers is the short growing season. Graham Knapp says he wants to try different methods for extending that season to provide vegetables later in the year.
I really want to experiment with kind of growing into the fall a little bit more with the high tunnels that we have coming in and then starting things really early and extending the seasons a lot more.
My tour of Bear Hands Farm ended at the chicken enclosure, where more than 24 birds were sheltering from the drizzle that had begun. Some of the birds have recently begun laying eggs, and many more will start soon. Graham and Mindy are also raising the chickens for meat, both for nutritional and ethical reasons.
Mindy and I have kind of sworn off industrial meat just because we know it's not, you know, treated very well.
And it's not good for you.
Yeah.
The omega-3 to 6s are off because they're eating food they're not supposed to be eating. So it's really not it's not the best.
As the tour concluded and I got into my truck to drive away, Graham Knapp and Mindy Sykes went immediately back to work, making the most of what's left of the Alaskan summer at Bear Hands Farm. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.